order takes effect when you put them in the holders.
Yes.
That's not
going
to have to do. I just want to make sure you introduce from the beginning. Where's the lily? Lily who?
Our lily.
Just sat over there somewhere. I've seen her. Oh, there she stood up in the green.
Oh.
Good morning.
If I do this side.
We welcome you, the rainbows, the guides, and the informed groups and staff, their leaders, the church. You are welcome to this place, which I regard as sacred, because God has chosen this place particularly for his people to worship him and to bless him and to exalt his name and to celebrate life together as God's people. We will receive the flags. We may be seated. Psalm 95 says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol his name with music and songs. Why do we do that? For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountains' peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land." And this is the God that we are gathered to praise, the one who is great, the one who is mighty, who is strong, but yet he relates with us as weak as we may be. We stand together and we sing, "My God is a big God, and he has got the whole world in his hands."
Thank you.
we're going to take some time now to say thank you to God for all the amazing things that he has given to us. And what I would like you to think of, especially the rainbows and the brownies and the guides, or maybe the leaders, is to think of something you really like and you're really thankful for about coming to rainbows or coming to brownies or coming to guides. And we're going to say some prayers to God, and Paul and Lily are going to come round. And if you want to say what you're thankful for, just put up your hand and some of them will come round to you. And that goes for the adults as well. I know you don't go to rainbows, brownies and guides, but there must be a lot of things that you're thankful for too. So we'll start it off and we'll talk to God. And then if you want to put up your hand and say what you're thankful for, that would be brilliant. Okay, so we thank you, God, for all the amazing things that you give to us. And we will think about the song. You gave us the world, and you gave us animals, and you gave us friends, and you gave us so much that we have to be thankful for. And today we especially want to say thank you for all the brownies, the rainbows, the guides, and the leaders at Hinckley United Reformed Church. And we want to think about all those people around the world and around the country that are celebrating Thinking Day and have been celebrating Thinking Day. And we remember all of the rainbows and the brownies and the guides and the leaders all the way around the country and the world. And we think about that as well today. And if you've got anything to be thankful for, put up your hand. You say something you want to be thankful for. Go for it.
I love dogs.
You love dogs. Oh, well, thank you, God, for dogs and how they make us happy.
I'm very thankful that all these girls' parents make sure that they come to rainbows and brownies and guides, because without the parents, a lot of them wouldn't come.
I'm thankful for my home.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
I'm thankful for my sister.
Oh.
Sorry, can I squeeze it a little bit?
I'm thankful for all the holidays that we go to.
Brilliant.
I'm thankful for my family and friends.
I'm thankful for my cousin.
I'm thankful for all the churches and other buildings that house all the guiding activities, otherwise we wouldn't be able to meet.
Almighty God, we thank you for bringing so many people together in celebration of friendship and service. We thank you for the blessings you've given us today and every day. We thank you for those young people in the life of this church. And thank you for the leaders and helpers willing to sacrifice their time and effort. Lord, we humbly ask you to continue to bless our time together today and that you are glorified in it. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Is there anybody else that wants to say thank you for something before we finish?
I think the young lady that's handed me the microphone knows what I'm going to say. Thank you for birthdays. Thank you for Gay's birthday. Thank you for Lily's birthday.
I'm thankful for my sister.
Oh. Thank you, God, that you listen to all of our voices and all of the things on our hearts. And we lift all of our prayers up to you now. Amen. And before we carry on, we would just like to say on behalf of Hinckley URC, thank you to all the leaders that give up their time to look after all these wonderful girls. So if you're a leader or a helper, would you please stand up? And just pause a minute. Right, I need my glasses now. So, I need 5 volunteers, please. How are you? Excuse me. Right, can I ask you what your name is, please?
Francesca.
Francesca. Well, I'm really sorry, Francesca, because you've just broken both of your legs. So I think you just need to lie down on the floor. Is that okay? There we go. Lie down. Brilliant. Well, that's really sad, isn't it? Francesca's broken. You need to lie down. You're in pain there. Okay, now, what your job is, you four, you need to stand at the corner of each bit. Look. Stand at the corner, brilliant. And can you just bend down like that and touch that for me? Right, Francesca, where do you go to the doctors? Do you know?
No.
Is it in Hinckley?
It's in Leicester.
In Leicester, fantastic. Girls, well, your job is now is to, you need to get Francesca to her doctors, even better in Leicester. I wasn't expecting that at all. So what you need to do is you might need to lift her up. Get her out there. If you're going to Leicester, perhaps you'd need to go down to the bus station and perhaps carry her onto the bus and then take her to her doctor's in Leicester. And then, unfortunately, her doctor's is upstairs, so you've got to carry her up the stairs and get her to that. Is that okay?
Don't be cruel, Rob. Open the double doors at least. Help them.
Is it Leicester Royal? It might be Leicester Royal, so you might get a lift in that. You'll be fine. So, are you ready? Are you ready to lift her? Do you think you can do it? Don't worry, I'm not going to make you do it, really. That would be. But you're really good friends. If you just stay there a minute, can we have our readers, please, who's going to come and do the reading? You can sit down on the floor, it's fine, you can have a rest.
One day Jesus was teaching people, the Pharisees and teachers of the law were there too. They had come every town in Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. The Lord was giving Jesus the power to heal people.
There was a man who was paralyzed. Some men were carrying him on a mat. They tried to bring him in and put him down before Jesus. But because there were so many people there, they could not find a way to Jesus.
So the men went up to the roof and made a hole in the ceiling. They lowered the mats so that the paralyzed man was lying right before Jesus. Jesus saw that these men believed, so he said to the sick man, "Friend, your sin is forgiven."
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Let's sit down then. So you four, that sounds even better. So stand up then. So how do you feel about lifting Francesca up, climbing up the side of the church with her, onto the roof, make a hole in the roof and lowering her down? Does that sound better? Do you think you can do that? I know, and we're not going to do that either. There's far too many risk assessments and health and safety. Or Carol's shaking her head. No, don't do that. You can go and sit down now. Thank you very much. So many of you might think that the guys in the Bible reading were really crazy to try and do all of that to help their friend. What were they thinking of? Carrying him to the roof and even making a hole in the roof of someone else's house. But I think we all need crazy friends sometimes, and we all need to be a crazy friend. These guys love their friend so much, and they were prepared to do anything to get him to Jesus. And some of us would have seen that it was far too busy at the house. We would have maybe gone, turned away. It was too busy. We would have given up and we probably would have gone home. But the crazy friends believe that Jesus could help him, and no matter what, they got the man to Jesus because they knew he needed Jesus. Now, being a friend and having friends is great, isn't it? Oh, dear. Having friends is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially having a friend who would do anything to help. But being that friend can be quite hard, can't it? Because sometimes we might find excuses not to help. We're too busy, we don't have the time. Somebody else will do it. I don't want to. Who says that? Well, it's not cool to do that even. And it may be something actually that we would find a challenge to do. But being a friend who does whatever it takes to help someone, maybe someone in need, and to bring someone to Jesus, just like in the Bible reading, is what we all should be trying to do. Maybe not like the crazy friends in the story by making a hole in someone else's roof. Please don't do that. But how can we be a friend? What sort of things can we be to be a friend, do you think? Being kind, yeah, exactly. Go on, Karen. Being caring, wonderful. Yep, being kind. Being kind, being helpful, being caring. Listening to them, absolutely perfect. So being caring, helpful, loving, praying for them, and not just telling somebody about Jesus, but by showing them by how we live our lives. Maybe it'll be doing something that is really challenging for each and every one of us, but by being that crazy friend who will do whatever it takes to help someone might be just what we have to do. So maybe we can be that crazy friend to lead somebody to Jesus. Thank you. So we are going to sing Be Bold, Be Strong. Oh, sorry, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Do apologise. And I've got two orders of service in front of me. Thank you.
It's all right. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your people and your blessings upon our lives and our families. Thank you for your goodness to us. We express our gratitude and our thanksgiving to you through these offerings and through our words and actions. May you be glorified through them. To the glory of your name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. We are, as a church, we are excited to have people in our community that volunteer their time and put their efforts in nurturing our leaders for tomorrow, young children in our community. That's why we have expressed this gratitude by giving you leaders the gifts that we have presented to you. And it's an honor to have you use our building, because we know you are investing in the future of our country, and we appreciate the role that you play. We are going to sing together, "Be Bold and Be Strong." I want us to think and reflect together on the reading that we just had of friends that have heard that Jesus is teaching his disciples somewhere, and people are gathered, and their friend is struggling with their health, and they carry their friend to Jesus. And they find at the place, at the house, people are jam-packed. And they really are determined to see their friend being healed. And they take an extra effort and climb on top of the house and smash the roof through and lower their friend. And Jesus sees their faith, and he does something about that. And I wish if we have a community like that, where we are so concerned about the needs of other people, to such an extent that we are willing to climb the wall, and not only just the wall, but the roof, not only to just climb the roof, but to smash the roof so that other people can have access to what they need. But sometimes we are so interested in our community with the interests of individuals to such an extent that as long as I'm in the house, I'm close to Jesus myself. Whoever wants to come to Jesus, that's their own problem. My life with Jesus is okay, and whoever is struggling outside there, I don't care. We don't say that because that's very rude to utter those words, but we act like that. And we don't respond to the needs of other people. And I understand sometimes because of the risk that are there when you speak and on behalf of other people. When you read the news today, you hear some people who have been killed because they were trying to rescue somebody or to intervene in a certain situation, and they ended finding themselves in danger. But the friends that we read in Luke's reading, they were willing to take whatever risk that was there so that they can see the healing of their friends. But it's not only about other people coming to support you and speaking on your behalf, but it is also about you or about me letting the other people know that you need help. And that's where I struggle a lot. That do you tell other people that you need help? Because in the community in the society that we live today, for you to call help is almost like a sign that says, I am weak, come and destroy me. And therefore we want to be strong, and we don't want anybody to know that we ever need any help. We want to stand on our own two feet and stand and stand and stand even when we are not able to stand. So we have a responsibility as a community for us to ask for help when we are not able to do it ourselves. But that can be a challenge because we don't want to be seen as weak. But God has provided Himself. God is there available to help us. He is available to meet our needs should we say we need Him. Because sometimes we appear as if we don't need God, but God is available. God has provided Himself, and He has sent His Son Jesus to be the way to lead us to Him. And God has also provided the church, which is a group of believers, to be available to meet the needs of the people when they need them. God has also provided the community at large as a resource available for us to ask for help. So there is the community, the church, God Himself being available. And you and me have got the responsibility to make sure we access those resources. But as much as those resources are available for us to access them, sometimes those resources, especially when it's the church or when it's the community or friends, sometimes they don't make themselves available for us to access the help of God that He has entrusted to the church, to the community, to the family, to the friends, so that those that I need can access God's hand through those areas, which is the church, which is the community, family and friends. We have to make ourselves available to help others. And those that need help, which is probably not me, those that need help, in my thinking, we need to make sure we shout out for help. But sometimes there are always some hindrances that are there. In the story we hear of the roof and the crowds around Jesus, which were the hindrances for the sick person to have access to Jesus. And sometimes it takes somebody who is brave, who is courageous to smash some hindrances, some barriers. And those that enjoy the security of those barriers, because there are certain barriers that we enjoy, we want them to be there because they protect us. As much as they protect us, they can be a hindrance to other people who need access to certain resources. And that balance sometimes is very hard to strike, because you hear those that are benefiting from the system saying, oh, we don't want anything to change because the system is very good as it is, the status quo, we should maintain that. And then you have those that are being blocked by the status quo, by the systems that are in place, wanting to have access to the resources, and the only way they can access those resources is by smashing the ceiling. And those that are benefiting from the ceiling, they will be kicking off big time. So there are those of us that would want to see the changes in our community and in our societies so that everybody has access to the resources and the blessings. And there are those of us that don't want anything to change, because when it changes, it's going to threaten my security. And therefore, we kick off big time every time we have an opportunity. But our responsibility as a community, our responsibility as a family or as friends or as guides, is to make sure we are there for one another. And we are looking out to see that whatever we are offering to the community, is it accessible to everybody else? And if it is not accessible, what can we do to make sure that we break those boundaries that hinder other people from having access? But it is a challenge, because when we are secure, when we are safe, sometimes we don't know what it means to be insecure. And therefore the interest, my former Home Secretary, who was trying to solve the homelessness in the UK, had a plan to say, these people that are homeless, that are living in tents, we need to confiscate them because it's a life choice. Because she has got a home to go to, she doesn't have to worry about having an address or no address. So that's not a problem. We don't have that problem. The only way we can deal with that is to make sure they don't have the tents, and then we won't have homelessness. And sometimes we have a responsibility as young people, as adults, to push boundaries so that resources can be accessed by every one of us. And I don't like boundaries when they are being pushed. And I will always resist. But boundaries should be pushed. And we must listen to the people when they push the boundaries. But sometimes we hold on tight to the boundaries and force the people to then break the roofs. And sometimes it's important. It is important when life is at threat to break boundaries so that people can access resources within the limits and the confines of the law, and sometimes outside the confines of the law. And this is our heritage as United Reformed Church, as descenders, that we have to descend. This is why we are who we are. We have a heritage of descending and making sure that people have got access to the resources. And those of us that need help, we need to cry out for help. And those of us that are able to offer help, we need to avail ourselves to offer help to the people that need it. Amen. We are going to be doing some craft work in our tables. Rachel will explain that to us.
Right, we've got some a table at the front here, there's one here, there's one here, there's one at the side, and there's one at the back. And on the table, there are three different things you can do. One of them is you've got a heart, and you've got to think of one of your friends, and you can write something like, thank you for being my friend, thank you for doing this, and there's some pens on there, and there's some string to tie it as well, and take it home, and then go and give it to your friend, and say thank you. Okay, there's some paper on here as well. You can draw around your hand, write your name on it, cut it out, and we're going to make a friendship tree at the back, and then we're going to add your hands onto that, and then we're also going to add maybe children from the baby groups that we have as well and do that, so we can all show what a great group of friends that we are for each other. And the last thing we've got here is some rectangles. And what you're going to do with those is I want you to write down a word of encouragement, something that's really positive. So you are great, you are amazing. And I would like everybody to do this, please. So there are glamorous assistants sitting around the church that will hand you pens and pieces of paper. Get your Bibles out. It might be a Bible verse. There's some great positive affirmations in the Bible. And again, we're going to hand those in, and at the back of the church in the next couple of weeks, we're going to make a word of encouragement thing on the back there, so we can walk into church and walk into the building and just feel really great about ourselves, because a good friend always gives us really nice comments to make us feel happy and good. So, and whilst you're doing that, there will be some little questions on the screen for you to maybe talk about, think about, whilst you're doing that. So we got 10 minutes, do we think?
Yes. So the questions that we can talk about as we write, those that can multitask. What stops me from helping others? And then talk about what stops me from seeking help? And how can I encourage myself to help? So you can either choose one question at your table and talk about that question. 10 minutes, I think, will be will be available for the slot.
At this point, there was a 10-minute break in the service.
We've got plenty of time, girls, just to finish those activities off later.
Maybe for the adults, before Paul prays, is there, depending on what question you were looking at, is there something insightful that you would like to share with us as a congregation on the three questions that you were talking about, depending on which question you talked about? Whether you were talking, what stops me from helping? Those that talked about that.
Sorry, Hazel, what was that?
Mine is mobility. I can't get people to help.
Sorry.
Feeling the danger of strangers.
Good point.
Believe in yourself.
What stops me from seeking help?
Pride.
What else stops us from seeking help besides pride? Which normally comes before a fall.
I don't like to bother people.
I don't want to bother people, probably because my issue is not as important as other people's needs.
Fear of being pitied.
Oh, yeah, poor you. The fear of that. But we are all vulnerable. We are all vulnerable. We are all vulnerable. And it's okay to be vulnerable. But we don't have to fear. Yeah, but yes, it happens. But anyway, seek help. And whether people pity you, when they help you, you're out of it. You don't have to deal with it. It's done.
Who will help? Don't know who to ask.
Not sure who to ask. Who knows? But sometimes one of my easy ways, I'm not afraid if I'm to ask for directions. I don't drive around. Once I get lost, I don't try to find the place on my own. I'll park and stop and ask somebody, do you know where is Bond Street? And they'll say, no, I don't know. I wait for another one. I am happy to ask. But the only way you are going to find somebody who knows, they will say, oh, this one would know. So you can always try. The only way you will find out who can help is by asking. How can I encourage myself to help with my disability, with my pride, with hindrances? How do I encourage myself to help? How can I encourage myself to help? Is that a hopeless question?
By looking at the words of the Lord and seeking what Jesus tells us to do. Yeah.
Learning from Scripture, how other people took risk, and how a little boy was willing to offer his lunch. Kathy.
Well, I was flicking through the Bible and suddenly this piece came to me and I thought, gosh, that is so it. It says, therefore, take care to follow the commands, decrees and laws I give to you today. If you pay attention to these laws and are careful to follow them, then the Lord your God will keep his covenant of love with you as he swore to your forefathers. For, as we all know, God so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing Scripture with us in church. Okay, Paul will pray for him.
Lord, we thank you for this time together. We thank you that we can reflect on this thinking day, that we can reflect and think about you, Lord. We thank you for the friendships, the church family, our wider church family, and the groups that come in here. We thank you for our friends and family. Let the activities we've done be a blessing, Lord, just on those that did them. And let those blessings continue. And in our heads and in our hearts, may we always value others and show our love to others. Amen.
We join together saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Rachel, would you like to brief us off on what is going to happen?
I don't know.
Craft afterwards in the
I don't know if that's good.
Carol.
That's the brownies and guides are all going back there.
Okay.
Have lunch together and then have an afternoon of craft and activities.
Okay. Thank you. We stand up as we are able. We sing our closing hymn, which is, "The Lord is my shepherd. I will trust in you." And seek help should you need it. Go and avail yourself to help others as God leads and guides and strengthens us. We share grace with one another. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.